Sheriff Edmonds said the Rainbow event 11 years ago was relatively benign, except for a couple of incidents, including a fatality at the camp.
There was an overdose up there. A young man, I believe he was 18 years old. He was from somewhere back east. And initially when he died, the Rainbow group did not want to give his body up. And we actually had, I had a very direct conversation with the leader up there, at least the man who described himself as the leader. And I said, look, we're going to get this body back. We have to conduct a death investigation. But yeah, they did not want to give the body back initially.
Other than that, any real issues that you recall?
There was a Forest Service officer that was assaulted. They threw a rock at him and actually struck him in the head, and he had to seek medical attention, and I think for a concussion and a small laceration to his head. But, you know, I mean, generally speaking, there was what I call low-level lawlessness, a lot of misdemeanor offenses.
Like the current event, sheriff said a federal magistrate also held court at the 2003 gathering. The sheriff said currently he keeps in touch with Wasatch County authorities.
Every day we get the reports. Every day we talk to them. And Summit County has been less affected this time. I actually thought that we would be more affected because there is a secondary route to get to the site through Summit County. And fortunately, I think the folks that have been traveling through Summit County have been on their best behavior. We hope that continues.
Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.